Flannery, WEI. Honest question. How are you doing this?
Well, we're just hanging in there. Man, I tell you, they jumped on us at the beginning of the game, and we just told our guys, just hang in there. Just hang in there. Don't overreact. Hang in there. The longer we're in the game, the better we'll play. And it was really nice. Our guys, I thought our execution down the stretch, defensively and offensively, the different lineups we threw out on the floor, the going back to man and zone with guys that hadn't been in those positions, I got to say I asked a lot of our guys, maybe too much, honestly, at times, and they came through, and that was terrific.
Bob Ryan, Boston Globe. A couple of years ago, you told Nate Robinson he was going to have a he's going to help you win a game with his shooting. Did you ever say the same thing to Petras?
Well, the one thing you know about MP is he's going to shoot it. You know, he's not. He's been down this road before. You know, he played with Orlando, made big shots, had great defensive stops, very comfortable. And the thing I loved, he didn't hesitate on either one. He kind of actually slowed down a little bit to gather himself and took two big threes for us. I thought the play that Rondo made, honestly, was absolutely sensational to get MP to 1-3. You know, it was on a long rebound or block shot, and Rondo not only saved it, but he saved it towards one of our shooters. I thought that was maybe the biggest play of the game.
Doc Mark D'Amico, Celtics.com. Obviously, MP made some pretty big shots tonight, but can you just talk to us about his defense on both Wade and LeBron, what that does
to
you guys?
Yeah, it really helps us because, you know, number one, fouls on Paul, on Rondo, on Ray. He's able to guard twos and threes for us. It allows us to go small with Paul at the four, MP at the four, whoever you want to call the four. And it's been terrific for us.
Can you describe what you were doing defensively in terms of switching defenses and everything else down the stretch, especially?
Well, we just went back man and zone. And then the last couple of times we went man, but we switched everything just to honestly try to make it look like a zone, but it was a man. You know, they had a great rhythm in the first 8 minutes of the game. And so we had to do something, honestly, to just try to take them out of that rhythm. They still got some good shots that they didn't make, so that's one of the things we will have to fix because we can't rely on them missing open shots. You know, so that was it. We just kept mixing it up.
Doc, how would you describe the way Kevin is driving play when he's in the game?
Oh, he's, I don't know if he still has it. I'm assuming he has to have the best plus minus in the playoffs.
All right.
I mean, he's just amazing. And it doesn't have to score. Obviously, we need a scoring. That's important. But he just, he's our life. I mean, he really is. He just does so many things that don't have numbers to it. A lot of it is with his voice. He's, in a strange way, a calming effect on some of our guys, if you can ever call Kevin that, he is. He's just been just terrific for us.
Doc, Gary Washman, Boston Globe. Rondo seemed to play kind of a strange three quarters, the backcourt violation. He was kind of in and out, it seemed like. And in the fourth quarter, he decided to attack the rim. Can you just talk about his fourth quarter in comparison to the first three?
Well, you know, really, he kind of mirrored our whole team, Gary. I thought we were, we wanted to win in the first three quarters, but we didn't play very well. We were sloppy at times. We just hung around enough to get to the fourth quarter. And honestly, in the first quarter, that's kind of the way, as a staff, we felt like we just got to try to hang around this game somehow because things are not going well. And you can clearly see that for us. I thought we were out of rhythm at times. I thought we were even tentative, all of us. I don't know how many balls we bobbled back to them where we had steals. But I thought that in that third quarter, when Ray had to go in and get treatment on his foot, didn't know if he's coming back, and MP, we make a couple of shots. I thought that gave us belief in life again.
Steve Belpet, Boston Herald. Doc, in the last quarter, you had to take Kevin out with like 7-something to go.
Yeah.
He just gassed then, and it looked like he almost took everything he had to get off the bench and come back in.
It was tough, too, Steve, because I really needed a game stoppage. I only had, I think, three timeouts left. And I was about to burn one just to get him off the floor because you could see him struggling. And fortunately, they called one. And that was big for us because he had to come off the floor. We knew that timeout, the mandatory was coming anyway. We wish we could have got him out about 40 seconds earlier to use the whole timeout. But we only gave him, I think, a minute and a half, or 2 minutes of rest. But that was huge for him. I mean, he needed it.
Right. What he had afterwards?
He kept saying he felt okay. I think this was a low-minute game as far as the, he played 35 minutes. So when I took him out, I told him you have a minute and a half. And don't put your stuff on. But, of course, he doesn't listen to that. So it was good. It was good for us.
Doc, Tim Reynolds of the AP on the other side. After it was 2-0, you told us on the conference call that you felt like you were getting closer, and the inference was that as you got closer, there was more and more confidence. After all you've been through this year, all the injuries, down 2-0 after you left this building the first time, where did all that confidence come from?
I don't know. It was just a good team, a close-knit team. They talk that way. We have a lot of positive talk in our locker room, a lot. And I think it fuels from them, And honestly, they believe they can win. And, we just got to keep hanging in there. We've done nothing. We're playing a heck of a basketball team. And so because we're going to Boston, I told them we have to play. They're not going to give it to us. We have to go get it.
Doc, Chris Thomas in Fox Sports. Since it apparently wasn't the biggest play of the game, was the Paul Pierce three-pointer, the second biggest?
Yeah.
Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I kind of wanted him to drive, honestly. I've been around Paul long enough, and right when he gets into the footwork, you knew he was going to shoot. At least I did, because I've seen him enough. Didn't know if I wanted that shot. Honestly, I thought he was going to drive it, but he made it. That's what players like Paul do. I mean, it really is. He's a big shot maker. He always has been.
He wanted it after he made it, just like the rest of us here.